Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With baseball's opening day only weeks away, fantasy drafts are likely well underway. And as Dehi Kwok, assistant professor of sports management at the University of Michigan, explains, a superior knowledge of players and stats may not assure you of a victorious team.
Most fantasy sport players overestimate the role of skill and knowledge in building a winning team. This inflated sense of control is closely tied to gambling psychology, and there are millions of dollars at stake. Now, these games are readily available on mobile devices and easily accessed by college or high school age players who are vulnerable to advertising ploys. This merits a closer look. Fantasy sports players spend hours analyzing player statistics and hundreds of dollars in entry fees to manage virtual teams that don't exist. Certainly, building a winning fantasy team involves strategic decisions, but control over team building does not necessarily increase control over athletes' on-field performance. However, our study showed that the wording in fantasy sports service ads influenced whether players thought they would build a winning team even before they tried the service. We assigned experienced fantasy sports players to one of several fake fantasy baseball service ads. We found that when ads promised players more control over things like team building or expert analysis, players believed that they had a better chance of winning. This experienced players made these snap judgments after only one exposure to the ad. This is with which marketing manipulation and inflated sense of control in even experienced players is great news for fantasy sports service providers. Higher ratings from players could lead to new subscribers and higher revenues. According to the Fantasy Sports Trade Association, fantasy sports is one of the fastest growing industries in the country, with nearly 8% annual growth projected over 5 years. Last year, roughly 36 million players in North America participated in fantasy football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. In light of these statistics, we should take a close look at how these ads affect young players and assess just how vulnerable they really are.
That was Dehi Kwok of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.